This is Ted Kennedy. Vote has sent some pointed messages to Washington last week. Does Senator Al Simpson get the point on any of them? In a moment, we'll face off. Al, vote has sent some unmistakable messages to Washington last week. The economy's in the ditch. The country's on the wrong track. Health care is a mess, and government's to blame. Pennsylvania voters sent an especially pointed message, Al. National health insurance is on the move. It's caught on big with the middle class. People are fed up with soaring costs of medical care and worsening gaps in insurance coverage. National health insurance is an idea whose time has finally come. You Republicans can't stonewall it anymore. The message on the economy is just as urgent, Al. Do something. Don't just stand there while the economy collapses around you. Pay attention to the home front. Stop the recession. Start making this country work again. Democrats understand these messages, Al. Is anyone listening in the Republican Party? Is anyone home in the White House?
Ted, I do agree that Democrats understand the message sent by the voters last week. No wonder you sound so worried and so critical. It's draining trying to pass the buck. Ted, you've been in the Senate for 3 decades. Except for a 6-year period in the Senate, you Democrats have controlled Congress in both houses for 50 years. You are government. You should remember that when you have one finger wickedly pointed at the president, you got 4 fingers pointed back at yourself. You can gloat about Pennsylvania all you want, Ted, but don't miss the real gains made by Republicans last week. For the first time in 20 years, Republicans gained veto-proof control of the New Jersey legislature. The number of Republicans in Virginia's legislature doubled, and in Mississippi, for the first time since 1874, the people elected a Republican governor. Ted, the people do have a message for you. It's time to pack your bags. They'll get you in 92. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the Senate scrubbing the debate on the energy policy bill. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.